Myrtle Beach seeing its very own protest going on, and it's a guy who's protesting outside of a hotel against the hotel, saying they stole my security deposit. And then on the other side of the street, it's the owner of the hotel, and you're never going to believe what she says he did to not get the security
deposit. And put it on a
back.
Sign.
Oh, yeah.
And put it on a sign.
They're holding opposing signs.
Yeah, across the street from each other. Yeah.
Across the street from each other.
How does the owner have time running a hotel or whatever
well,
it is?
It shows he's a good owner, got the staff running things.
That is true. And also, like, you would think, oh, there's a whole bunch of people, like, on one side and a whole bunch of people on the other. Mm-mm, just one versus one.
Yeah.
Mano y mano.
That's dedication.
Standing facing each other with opposing signs.
Right. Not talking to each other, nope. Just standing. Yeah.
So the signs read as follows. The man standing outside on the street is holding a sign that says the name of the, I could just say it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's every,
you'll probably get more customers if you say it.
Palms by the beach kept my deposit. Are you willing to risk yours?
Okay. Letting people know.
So that's one side.
There's a risk.
Yeah, he's posted up. He's got a chair.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there and he's holding a sign. Directly across the street is the owner of the Palms by the beach. And it says, because he pooped in the bed cursed at female staff workers.
Wow.
Well, that's not a, it's cursing at female, and maybe this is a Lisa Lanier thing, but I mean, cursing at staff members, I don't know if that's part of keeping a deposit.
No, I think it was the poop is, and I think it was just adding insult to injury.
Yeah, like, oh, this guy's out of control.
Well, how much did he poop?
Enough to keep a deposit.
Enough to know it's poop, I guess.
Enough to make them want to make a sign about it.
How much was the security deposit, do we know?
I don't know.
We should look it up.
So a very quick Google of Palms by the Beach.
Let's call them.
Google says that the nightly price with fees is $61.
Okay.
I've driven by that, I think. It's one of those,
We've definitely seen it, for
sure. Got like outdoor room access. Mm-hmm. It's kind of in a rectangle. There's a pool in the middle.
$61 in Myrtle Beach is cheap.
That is cheap.
Well,
probably not in season. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Well, also,
I mean, it says it's right now. For tonight through tomorrow, $61.
We ain't in season yet, officially.
Yeah, but
2 weeks.
Go look at the other one. But if you see it, I'm not trying to shade it, but it's not.
This will be played in Myrtle Beach.
It was during. Yeah, they know. People live there already know. So, true. I remember during spring break, these were some of the high schoolers, we would say.
Absolutely.
Because it's cheaper.
Yep.
And we're like, we're at the beach. We don't care where we're at.
Where we are.
And for some reason, when you click on like the photos, there's also a photo of a restaurant called Best of Philly.
Hmm. That's interesting.
So I don't know if it shares like part of the building with a restaurant.
I don't know. Should we call?
Yeah.
Off here. Matt, can you do it?
Sure.
Well, I think that, you know, basically, it just seems like for the guy, if it's a $61 a night place, how much possibly could the security deposit be?
I know.
It seems like he's wasting his time.
I know.
Yes, it does. And also, he knows that he pooped at the bed.
Yes, he does.
He knows that he did that. And so the audacity to stand outside saying, you took my deposit, thinking that people weren't going to find out why.
Yeah, I would be embarrassed. I would say you keep it. Just don't let anybody know I pooped at the bed.
I'll pay extra.
I'll pay double.
Yeah, just please don't tell
anyone.
And I wonder if he had a stomach ache.
I don't know.
Look, accidents happen. You know, and as a matter of fact, on our social media, people were saying, hey, this one time, and for classic example, on social media, somebody said, I threw up hot seafood.
Oh, bro.
They got sick at the beach and they threw up hot seafood. And this person said, not only did I say keep the deposit, he actually tipped $100 to the maids because he knew that they were going to have to clean that up.
Right.
He did not feel well. He had to leave. He had just been violently sick, like food poisoning.
Right.
And he was just like, keep it. Keep the deposit. Here's $100.
Well, I will tell you this. Have you ever pooped the bed?
I've never pooped the bed, no.
Okay. But I'm sure the sheets are probably expensive. Or not expensive, but sheets can be pricey.
They can be.
They can.
I don't think these places have. I think it's a low thread. I think it's a one thread. It's one thread count.
I think you might be sleeping on towels. Yeah.
I don't think this is not.
It's still a sheet.
It's the mess. It's the mess. It's a bodily function you have to pick up.
Well, not only that, if anytime you're with your significant other and you're out of town, you're doing all sorts of nasty stuff in the bed.
But it's not like, they're keeping the deposit because of the sheets. I think they're keeping the deposit because they have to pick up your waste.
Right. You pooped in the bed.
You know?
Because it's for if you damage the room with the deposit.
Yeah.
You, you know, if you broke something in there, that's part of the deposit.
God, I'd be so mad.
One time I was at a resort in Mexico and Carol got roofied. And
that's by what, you?
Is that a fact?
No, it's like she did 17 shots, but but you know how people say, "Oh, I was roofing." Uh-huh. Yeah. But you do. Oh, was it after the 17 shot? No, I don't.
I passed out,
and she got sick.
Uh-huh.
Right in front of the door, and she had a lay down, and she had. She was also drinking like a daiquiri type, like a red daiquiri.
Uh-huh.
So it was red.
Oh, I can smell it.
I'm just.
I can smell it.
I'm just like, you know what? I got to move you out of the way because she was like, I can't move. So when I dragged her to the shower, which, by the way, the shower is as big as this room at this resort.
And like a level, right? So you could just pull her right into it?
And it was a tile.
This was not Palms by the Beach.
It was tile. So I dragged her through it. I had no other option because, you know, when somebody is just laying there, it's not easy to pick them up. I can't pick up anybody because this is my height and stuff. So I pulled her through it and then it dragged all over the floor to the shower.
Oh, my God.
Gross. So I was like, oh, that's not good. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to call the room service. And I'm like, I will give you $1,000 in their money.
Mm.
And right now.
So 10 bucks.
Whatever it was, I tipped them good. I said, please come to the room and mop this up. I have nothing to mop, you know, nothing. And when the room service got to the room, not room service,
housekeeping.
But the housekeeping got to the room, she was looking at me like it was a murder scene because it was red and I dragged it through the room.
And she's like, what am I cleaning
and
up?
And she's just very silent, cleaning up as quickly as possible.
I'm like, here's everyone, more. Don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Don't kill
don't
me.
Say anything. Yeah.
Here's $1,000, shut your mouth.
The hotel did not answer.
Oh.
However, I did at all. But I did that's get good. An update on pricing and went to a different website. I was wrong. It's $39 a night.
Oh.
Is it really?
Wow. Yeah,
the deposit is $0.06.
The quote, most popular room with it's a family room, one queen bed, family room, with a sea view, $39 a night.
I know where I'm going next weekend.
That is cheap.
You can get a comfort room, which is two double beds plus a king bed for $79 a night.
Wow.
I was just thinking, now the company knows where we'll stay for breaking and entering Christmas.
And we'll share one room.
One bed. That's all you need.
For $31.
That
bucks.
Is
that's all you need.
Cheap, though. I mean, not to say it's the best hotel, but Myrtle Beach can be extremely expensive.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Myrtle Beach is actually more expensive than going to Cancun. I spent more, and I asked for the best hotel. I said, because I just don't think the hotels are great in Myrtle Beach. That's my opinion. And I'm like, every one of them, it just seems like they're out. So I want the best hotel ever. I got the hotel. Wasn't great. I would say I spent $1,000 more in Myrtle Beach on vacation with the aggravation and everything else that goes on in Myrtle Beach than Cancun, Mexico. And let me tell you something. If I call them to clean up the throw up, they're going to be like, F you.
Uh-huh. No, they'd come to your room and throw up extra on your head. Oh, really? We'll show you.
Aggravation on vacation.
In Myrtle Beach.